Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Samach Zayin. We're holding the fifth line from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah. Ze haklal kol shbahana osoy benoy sein tam. Remember back in the Mishnah, which we learned yesterday, Samach Hei Amid Beis, the last three lines of the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that when you have Isur mixing into Heter, it depends whether it's noisin tam lishvach or noisin tam lifgam. Where does the Mishnah say that? Back on Samach Hei Amid Beis, middle of the Amid, Ze haklal kol shbahana osoy benoisin tam. Rashi says that's what we usually call no sein tam l'shvach. Isser falls into the heter, and it makes it more gishmak. Then it's also because you're having hanuah from the isser. Kol she'eman osoy benoisin tam, says Rashi, that means it's no sein tam l'vgam, then it's mutter. I'll give you a case, says the Mishnah. Kigoin, choymet she'nofal al gabi grisin. Grisin are beans. Choymet, of course, is vinegar. If you ever tasted vinegar on beans, you say, it tastes terrible. Most of us, of course, eat shulens every single Shabbos. Most shulens have in it lots of beans. Can you imagine eating your shulens with vinegar in it? You would say, terrible. So that's what the Mishnah says. If the vinegar happens to be a Dvar Isser, you're wondering, how can vinegar be a Dvar Isser? Because the vinegar, for instance, is the derivative of wine. And that wine was L'mushal Yayin Nesach. So now the vinegar is also Yayin Nesach. It falls into your chulin, says the Mishnah. Mutalach, 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 because it's not noisin tam lishvach, it's noisin tam livgam.
Are you eating a masa osir?
You're only eating a masa isir. But the Torah is mechadish. We'll see on the Amid Beis where this comes from. There's going to be a rai from the clay midyon. That even though it's loisin, it's isser, there's no question about it, it's isser. If you took this same vinegar, shal isser, shal yai nesach, and you poured it on your salad, assuming you like salad dressing with vinegar, then avadi, it's osser, no question about it. Chulila, don't even think of eating from it. However, if the vinegar instead fell into your cholent, then it does not osser the cholent, because it's loisin tam lefkam.
The vinegar itself is osir.
A lot of vinegar is osir.
Forget about the lettuce. Correct. Or the salad.
Yeah, yeah.
You're eating vinegar.
Correct. 100%.
So but then... The salad makes it less osir?
No. The Mishnah is telling us if you're eating it be'en, then if it's ro'i l'achila ben. I don't know if it's ro'i l'achila ben, but assuming it's ro'i l'achila ben, undoubtedly it's osir. The question is, what happens if it fell into a dvar heter? Zok t'imor, do I have to start worrying about... Was it Echa B'Shishim? Is it Noisin Tam? It all depends on whether it gets a Gishmak taste.
So, in order should not be Batla, it's a good taste.
Exactly.
But even so, only.
Even if it's a Gishmak, but if it's less than 160, then you can still eat it. Is there a
Tzvar sometimes only that's Batla Baroiv?
Batla, that's not in today's Gemara. Maybe another Gemara. So bottom line is,
bottom line is,
looked in Zigimura that our Mishnah tells us noisin tam lifgam, you pour it into beans, it gives it a terrible taste. What's halacha? It is mutter. You're allowed to go and eat from.
And then you don't eat shishim.
You don't eat shishim. Correct.
Why is it mutter? I eating the bad.
We're gonna have mitzvah machloikis in the Amid Beis in the shishim. Omer Yehuda Meshmul Hachi Hilchas Azay Yistaka the Halacha. What means Azay is the Halacha? Because we'll see Meshmul Yom Beis. In fact, it's a Machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. And Reb Meir holds Noisin Tam Levgam is also Asur. That's why the Mishnah has to go and tell us. Or that's why Reb Yehuda Meshmul has to go and tell us the Halacha is like our Mishnah. Noisin Tam Levgam is Mutter. What's the basis? Well, Meshmul will see on the Yom Beis based on Psukim. Yomar b'yonam Mishmul. Lo yishanu that we said that loisin tam levgam is mutter elishanofel letoich grease and roischem. Remember, the Mishnah gave us what is the classic case of the Mishnah that loisin tam levgam is mutter, that choymitz falls on greasen. Greasen are beans. Are the beans cold or are the beans hot? Our Mishnah doesn't say a word. Yomar b'yonam Mishmul. Lo yishanu. When do we say loisin tam levgam is mutter? Shanofel letoich greasen roischem. When you're talking about Haisa Chulent, you want to eat a delicious Haisa Chulent Shabbos morning together with a piece of kegel, and all of a sudden you have a whole bunch of Essig, vinegar that falls on it. and you start eating it, and you say, "Oh, I can't eat this. This is not roy. I can't eat it. It's kefarlich." Guess what? You are not over an iser by eating it. Even though I'm not suggesting you should continue to eat it, it doesn't become a dvar iser because it's noisim tam livgam.
What's the tam livgam? It's not color.
It means it's no longer gishmak. When you eat it, you say, "Fuh, you can't eat it anymore." Rashi
what's
says
the
it doesn't.
What's the touch?
What's it, what do you think becoming?
Pogum.
Pogum, so that's noisim tam, if it's a Turk Greece and Rosh, Avanofel, Turk Greece and Soinim, if initially it fell into cold beans, not hot beans.
Counter-chulent.
And it fell in. And after that, Versichon, and now you took the mixture of the cold beans, which are now soaking in this unfortunate vinegar that fell in, and Versichon, and you cook it up. Oh, nasa kamisha shbiach lefsoif pogam or nifgam v'asur. What's the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is telling us is, even though it said in our Mishnah that if you have vinegar falling into beans, that's a noisim tam lefgam, that only if it falls into a fertige chulent. You're talking about that it's already hot beans. All right, putting vinegar into hot beans, no good. However, if you pour the vinegar into cold beans, initially it's mashbiach. It causes the beans to taste much better. Says gishmak. If after that you took the mixture and now you heated it up on the stove, it becomes now nivgam. But by now it's already too late because kimen shishbiach topsoif pogam. It's osur. In other words, since at a given period of time when you mixed the grease, it, the cold beans together with the vinegar, it was more gishmak, and everybody's, "Oh, I'd like to have some. That really tastes delicious, good." And then after that, you went and heated it up, even though now it becomes nivgam, it's already too late. It was ishbiach. This iser already put the shvach. I'm sorry?
If you washed them off before you heat them up?
If you washed them off and you did an effective job of washing, we already learned the Mishnah, then you're okay. Remember, go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Yai nesach shenofal agabi anovim yedichem emutaris. But it was muvukois asurais. We're assuming in this type of situation that these greasin had holes, clefts, cracks in them, so the yai nesach was able to enter lefnai v'lefnim into these greasin. And the rinsing is not going to do the job. So initially, when vinegar falls into cold greasin, hishbiach, gishmak, everybody says, "Let's go and eat it." However, if after that you took that mixture and you heated it up, now you say, "Oh yeah, yeah, you should have left it cold in the refrigerator. Why did you heat it up?" But now it's already too late, Rabbi Yisai. Kibin shishbiach, it remains asur. B'chenki asur Rabban Amar Rabba Bachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba Bachana repeats the same halach again. Loishana, when do we say noisin tam lefkam is mutter? Elishanof lotech grisin roischin. Hot grisin. Machkalia, a delicious cholent, now is terrible. Avanof lotech grisin tzoynim. Vir sichon. That's a different story, because when the choymitz fold into cold grease and it's mashbiach, it makes it more gishmak. Even though subsequently you went and heated up, you grois a chuchem, and now it has a bad taste. Nasa kemish shbiach, what's safe? Pogam, the yasur. And not only did he say so, v'chen ki yasur abdimi, zel betoyre v'chuli, the exact same thing. Remember all of these three names, because in Mi'at Hashem we're going to have on the Umid Beis, we're going to have Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, and then we're going to have Rabba Bar Bar Chana, and then we're going to have Rav Dini. All hold noisin tam lifgam is mutter. However, if you were first mashbiach it, flipsoif pogam, the issa that attached at the time of ishbiach remains and does not go away. We're going to repeat that on the Amud Beis shortly. Not only that, says the Gemara, not only the all of these great Talmudic sages said this halacha, but this is halacha lemaisa. V'kacha yo'oysin ba'arvi shabosis b'tzipoyri. Tzipoyri was a town up in the north of Eretz Yisrael. According to one version in Mesechtes Megillah, Tzipoyri was the same as Tveria. Yeah. Others disagree, but it was certainly in that region.
Galil.
In the Galil, yeah. That was the meaning every Erev Shabbos. What was the meaning every Erev Shabbos? They used to go and take their beans, and they would go and soak them in choymitz, in vinegar. And they did not heat them up. They left them in the vinegar. And then presumably people either ate it on Friday for toyamehu, or they ate it Friday night on, or in Shabbos as a Shabbos delicacy, the Korean oisim, they used to call it shechlayim. Vos epish shechlayim. Not shechlayim literally means cress. Cress is a type of lettuce or a type of grass that previously was probably only eaten by machal b'haima, but today at all the fancy chasanas, instead of giving a shtick of fish or a shtick of fricassee or something, now they go and give this delicious lettuce or grass, and they usually, to make it special, they add a portobello mushroom. Yes, it's gorgor, gevaldik. Anyway, the point is, not that these beans are now magically called cress. However, just like if you were to go and take cress, and you add to it choymitz, people say, that's really delicious, that's great. That's what they used to do in Erev Shabbos. They used to go and mix beans with the choymitz, and they said, oh, that's great. But they left it tzoynim. How do I know this? Look at the third toises. The Kohen Oysen Shechlayim says toises. The fisho yuregilen lo niach by choymitz kimoi b'shechlayim. Since, just like by Shechlayim, by Kress, people added choymitz, here too the minig wasn't sipoiri to add to the beans choymitz. Say ikabu chala migri bahu. Vashmin ravdimi shohayim mashbiach mina choymitz. The kavan of ravdimi is to go and tell us, why does he call it Shechlayim? That people would say, you know what? Mommy, you used to make those delicious Kress and you added vinegar. That was really wonderful. Let's do that now with beans, and that's what they used to do with beans in Erev Shabbos, and this was considered to be a delicacy.
What's the such ikibuhu chala migri? What's migri?
Migri means migri draws out your appetite. It makes it more gishmak.
More gishmak.
Anyway, but the point of all of this is that when we started off in our Mishnah, that chomitz falls on grisim, it's nois and tam lefgam, zok yomara, only if they happen to be hot grisim. If it's cold grisim, initially the adding of the choymitz only adds mashbiach to the tam, and it's mashbiach, and it's kishmak. And even if you were later on to go and machkalia by going and cooking it, the shevach that already attached at the moment that it fell in remains, and it remains awesome.
Sulepoka.
Exactly. Sulepoka. Reish Lakish. Now we're going to have two versions of Reish Lakish. Both versions of Reish Lakish address the following issue. What happens if the oichel happens to be, in fact, not very pleasant, not very gishmak, and you can attribute the reason either to the falling in of this dvar iser, such as the choymitz, which of yayin nesach, or perhaps you can also point a finger to the fact that it wasn't properly seasoned. There was too much salt or not enough salt, too much sugar, not enough sugar. What would be the din now? We're going to have two versions of Reish Lakish. The first version of Reish Lakish is going to be L'chumra, says Rashi, and the second version is going to be L'kula. So let's start again. Om Reish Lakish. Noisin tam levgam she'omru. That they said, noisin tam levgam. Notice that Reish Lakish says she'omru. That she'omru, says the Iman, the Amid Beis, is a giveaway. Not necessarily that Reish Lakish agrees with that. It could be that he personally disagrees and holds noisin tam levgam is osur. Up she'omru the chachomim zehalten. They hold noisin tam levgam is mutter. Even they, when did they say this? Loi she'yomru kedeira zu chaseira melach yaseira melach chaseira tavlin yaseira tavlin. Not in a situation where we can go and attribute the fact of the pagam is because it's missing salt, or there's too much salt, or it's missing some tavlin, some types of spices that you put in, or there are too many of those spices. It's not missing anything. It was perfectly seasoned. The amount of salt, and the amount of sugar, and the amount of paprika, and the amount of red pepper and white pepper were exactly according to the recipe, perfect. And nevertheless, it's pogum, meaning because you put in the vinegar, you say to yourself, I can't eat it. It tastes terrible. This is gefährlich. Samacht kala. That's the chumra. What means the chumra over here? Let's look at the Rashi, 5-6 lines from the top. Loi shiyoimru. So Rashi, chumrihi. This version of Reish Lakish, we're going to have an ikka diamri. First version of Reish Lakish is a chumra, kaloima. Loi shiyuchlu. In our Gemara it says losseis, but in the newer Gemara they change it. Loi shiyuchlu litlois. Pigam betavshel machmas tover acher, that you cannot be toiler the fact that this tavshel doesn't taste good. It's not tasty because of another separate reason. Kigoin, shetech haseir melech. There's not enough salt in it. Or you say there's too much salt. Dim nivga machmas dover acher. If there's any other possible reason why this is not gishmak, ain toilin apagam b'yisir b'yasir, we're not going to go and say, well, the reason why it doesn't taste gishmak, usually my wife makes this delicious chulent and everybody licks their fingers, and it's givaldik and givaldik. You know the reason why today it's not so givaldik? There could be two possible reasons. Number one, because some essig, some vinegar fell in. Or maybe it's because today she forgot to put the salt, or she put in too much salt, or she put in too much pepper, or not enough pepper. You could be toiling something else. Zokti Gemara, loishi yoimru. When do we give this kula, that you can be toiler in this vinegar, that it's loishin tam levgam? That's loishi yuchlu lit loistam. You can't go and be toileted for another reason because of too much salt or not enough salt. The only reason why it's poigim is because of the vinegar. However, if you can go and say that the reason why it doesn't taste good is because you didn't season it properly, then it remains asur. The only time I give a heter that it's nois and tam levgam, it ruins the taste. This is the only exclusive reason. But if there are other reasons that maybe it's not good, because it's too much, that's the first version. If you don't like it, we're going to have a second version.
The
svar is, normally a dvar iser asers. You want to give a tremendous kula over here and say, because it gives a bad taste, that's its mutter, then you have to be able to exclude any other reason.
Only
because of the begam caused by this vinegar that fell in. But if there are other reasons, then we do not go and say that nuisim tam levgam is mutter, but rather we go l'chumra. It's got to be, continuing the Rashi, elo eizeu tam levgam shemutter, kol she'ena chaseira shum tikkun. The reason why you can't eat it is because of the vinegar, not because it's too much salt, it's too salty, or it's too spicy because you put in too much pepper. No. The only exclusive reason why this is pigam is because of this iser. Actually, by the way, adds one more knech. When we say in the Gemara, it doesn't mean that you cannot eat it physically. 99% of the time you can eat it. Lav davka. It might not sound the kim the gimasa port koriloi ein nechalis. It's not gishmak.
It's an amazing chiddush. It became a little bit worse.
Yeah, 100%. What Rashi is telling us is
it's edible.
It's edible. Very edible. It's just not gishmak. I like my fish a little sweeter. It has too much salt in it. Yeah. Same thing as I have this vinegar. I could still eat this salad with. I don't particularly like vinegar in my salad. However, since it's no longer gishmak to me. Then it has a din of nois and tam levgam is
mutter. If you give a culinary grade of 100, that went down to 98, it's really mutter. How does this work?
Gemara doesn't tell us what the Rashi doesn't tell us what the shiurim are. And we always are talking about the reasonable man. We're not talking about each individual.
Does what made it better, kept it the same, made it worse? Once it made it worse, there's any mutter.
Right.
It's irrelevant how much worse.
But if it's only a trouble worse, that the average person continue eating it, tak, it's a little bit
seek
effort.
That's right, you continue eating it.
Okay, so that's what Rashi's saying. As long as a Rashi doesn't...
Purta means
purta. I understand. So it doesn't have to be physically that you cannot possibly eat it. It just means that it's no longer shmak. The average person would say, it's not for me. Yeah, you eat it. And then it's not mine. I have extra here on the plate. You can take my portion.
Some people are fenukim, some people are not.
There's no question. That's why we're going
to... I like to eat.
A normal, regular individual. We're not talking about special type of people. Because then you're right. You always have mefenukim. Continuing on the Gemara, so that's according to the first version. So that is lechumra. Chumra, again, what means lechumra? That you cannot be toiled the pigam in any other reason, because otherwise it's perfectly salted and seasoned and all the rest. The only reason why it's not gishmak is because of this vinegar, which is no tam of gam, then it's mutter.
Why is this called lechumra? Because that's the only...
You'll see why. There's another version, punkt 5, kert. The kula, omrei shlokish, nois and tam of gam she'omru, ain't no imnim kedei de zu chaseira melech yiseira melech chaseira tamath yiseira tavlin elahash de mira hapogma. What does that mean? So Rashi says the following: what happens if taka not kishmak? And then people say, you know why it's not kishmak? It's taka true that the vinegar makes it worse, no question. However, if my wife, if my mother-in-law, if whoever who's the cook would have added more salt or a little bit more pepper or a drop more paprika, that would take care of the whole problem and it would be geshmak and you'd be able to go and eat it. Says our Gemara, Ein Toilu, we're not going to go and say that maybe the reason why now it's not geshmak is because it's missing salt, it's missing sugar, it's missing something else, but we look at it by Sher Hu Shum. At this particular moment, I put it into my mouth. Is it geshmak? No, it is not tasty at all. I want to leave over my portion for somebody else who's willing to eat from it. But, mister, all you have to do is add a little salt. If you would have added, if you couldn't, you wouldn't. You could be masakin it. I don't care. The way it is now, it's pogum. Mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. So that's a tremendous cooler. Because I would have thought, it, just add something and masakin it, and now it's edible already. I don't care that you could be masakin. The way it is Basher right Husham. Now, Basher Husham, it is not kishmak. It is nois and tam levagam, and therefore it's mutalach. Look at the next Rashi. The ikri amri, middle of the amri. Chodresh lakish lakula. Remember, the first Rashi was loishi yomru chumrihi. Now he's saying it's a kula. Nois and tam levagam sheomru einoim bekloima. Ein toilen apigam bedover acher. Don't say, really, this is givaldik, this is geshmak, and therefore it should be osur. And you toilen apigam bedover acher loimar chaser hi melech. You know why it's not so great? Because it's missing some salt. If you'd add some more salt now, or if it would have been added previously, it wouldn't be pogum. The salt would have neutralized any bad taste from the iser. It would be misakin it. So if you're going to start thinking in those terms, you would say, really and truly, this machel is gewaldig, it's tremendous, it's tasty. The reason why it's not so tasty is not because the vinegar fell in, but because we forgot to neutralize the effects of the vinegar, which we easily could have done by adding a drop more salt, or a little bit more sugar, or a little bit more pepper, or whatever. Don't look at it that way. Ella, says Rashi, Kimin de tamu is a poima achshav k'moy shehi. As I'm eating it now, don't think I could have, would have, should have, and even now I could add salt and sugar and make it good. I'm not interested. At this moment, when I'm eating it, does it taste good or does not taste good? Nah, I don't really like it. Oh, you don't like it? No, it's in time of gum, and it's mutter.
What's the first order, the first pshat?
First pshat is l'chumra. The second pshat is l'chumra. You want to repeat the whole thing again?
The first pshat, yes.
Okay, so go back to the top of the Rashi. L'shiyom l'chumri k'loimar. L'shiyuchlu litlois tam, I'm sorry, pigam, the tav shel machmas dover acher. When do I go and say that it, Nois and Tam of Gam is mutter, that's only when that's the exclusive reason why I can say that this is tasteless. It's not tasty because of the vinegar that fell in. However, if I can be toilet in another reason, you know why it's not geshmak? It's not so much because of the vinegar, because it's missing some salt. Oh, you say, oh, there's too much salt. If I can be toilet in anything else other than the vinegar, then it's asur. Because remember, this nois and tam levgam is a gebaldige heter. This choymitz on its own is iser, asur, asur, asur. But because it's mach kalye v'esim, because it makes it tasteless, that's the reason why I say that it's mutter. So it has to be that it's, if that's the exclusive reason that I can be toiler, that this tavshil doesn't taste geshmak because of the vinegar. But if I have any other reason why it's not geshmak, because there's not enough salt, or there's too much salt, or there's not enough pepper, or there's too much pepper, then you already say that it's osur. You cannot be toile lekula based on the pigam of the vinegar. And now we're up to three lines on the bottom. Yaman Omer Bavo Omer B'yoychanan. This is really not related to what we spoke before. It's just a general halach that kol shetamoy umamoshoy osur v'loikin olav. What happens if it's taken nois and tam lishvach? And there's mamoshes. Mamoshes is that you can actually feel, and not just feel it by tasting it, but there's still a shtickle there in your, whatever you're eating, a dvar isur. L'moshel, you have a piece of nevela meat that fell into your chulent or something. We're talking about the nevela meat is nois and not min de minoy situation. It fell in, and the nevela meat is there, didn't disappear. Sishtayitotin, and it gives tam to the children. So now you have both the tam and mamoshes.
Has to be one or the other, or both?
Both.
Okay.
Tam and mamoshes. Number one, it's osir, because it's nois and tam leshvach. You feel it, and it's kishmak. And the mamoshes, you feel, you see the nevela meat there, you can spear it with your fork, whatever. Then, both, it's osir, viloikin olav. The parentheses tells you it's viloikin olav. Not only is it osir, but you also get malkis. But what is the shear? The shear is like kolatir kulav zel kazayis bechtei achilas pras. What's the shear of achilas pras? It's a machloikis of the poskim. It could be 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever your psak is. If you ate a kazayis of that isser, we're not talking about kazayis of the whole parage. We're even talking about a kazayis of the isser with
it. What is the chiddush? I mean, let's say
there's
no parage.
Oh, you'll see what the chiddush is in a moment. That is the din that you get even malchus. However, on to the omelet.
So once again, it's of the mitzvah. If you eat exactly for the mitzvah,
it's of the isser.
So how could you know how much the exayis you have to be? It's a commission.
You see in the chulent, you see that kazayis of nevela meat, and you ate that kazayis of nevela meat with the rest of the chulent within kdei achilas pras, within 5 minutes, within 8 minutes. Then you get malchus. If it took you longer than that, 5 minutes or 8 minutes, why? Because you're eating a very large portion of chulent. And by the time you finish off that nevela, that whole kazayis, it took you 25 minutes. About it's osur, whether it's min ha-toyra mid-rabanan, we have the end of machloikis, the end of Masechtas Yuma, right? Chutzi shir usa min ha-toyra, usa mid-rabanan. Exactly right. Here, however, we're talking about a full kazayis within kedei achilas prasi, ate the iser, loikin ulav. However, says the Umid Beis, tamay v'loy mamushoy, you feel the tam, you know that the mamushes was there, but it's no longer evident because it got mixed in. So what is the case? So you have two cases that Rashi gives on the top, and you have to put in the kudos to understand the Rashi. Tamavoy mamoshe, kigoin cholov shenofa ligdeira, milk that fell into a chulent, into a fleishige chulent, I don't mean a part of a chulent, a fleishige chulent. Do you see that after a minute or two, do you see the cholov anymore? No, of course it gets dissipated and disseminated throughout the entire chulent. Oy, chaylev. Second name is not a cholov. Chaylev. Chaylev shenofel originally was a shtik chaylev, right? You can spear it, put it with a fork in it, you get to pick it up with a spoon. But now nimuach, it melted in terms of the ganze chulent. She'ein mamoshe ben, she'nishtu kamoshes. The time I feel that nevela, or at least the chaylev, or I feel the cholov. Okay, so that's also the ain't like enough. So the chiddush is telling you here, even though you ate a full kizayis of this chaylev b'chdei achilas pras, since it's no longer mamoshes, it's only tam, usir, ain't like enough, but you don't get malchus. So that's the chiddush of the
omer.
Tam, you still feel it. For instance, the chaylev fell in. You know for sure there was a ganza shinish and you ate a kazayis of it, but you don't see the kazayis anymore because it's dissolved. Melted, dissolved. Right, dissolve is a better term.
Why is that because you didn't eat a kazayis of chaylev?
Because the din that's the chiddush over here. That even though he ate a kazayis, he ate up the whole plate. It was so gishmak, he ate up the whole plate within 5 minutes, and that included initially. I saw the amount of chaylev. The housewife or the cook thought it was shuman. That's why they put a generous portion, two kizesim of chaylev into the shuman.
Why
you're not potter? It's osur. There's no din of malchus. The din of malchus is only on mamush. Osur min ha-toyra. You're not allowed to go and eat it. But no din of malchus, because the din of malchus is only in his mamushes. It has to be mamush. What's the svara? What's chveshish? We probably has psukim. Maybe the Gemara is going to tell us tomorrow. But bottom line is that's the chiddush, the chilik between mamushes and no mamushes. Both cases about it's osur. Mamushes you get pech. No mamushes you don't get pech. However, continues on this memra of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Cholov is milk. There's something known as basar b'cholov. In fact, we had yesterday's parsha. No problem. We love you just the same. But you agree that basar b'cholov is problematic, yeah? Maska.
Sorry.
No problem. We love you. And we continue on. Vimriba says, right to the same mandiyama, that was Rabbi Yochanan. The Meriba Tamlev Gam, if it added, Riba means it added, a Pogum Dikatam, it's mutter. What type of lashon is that, Vimriba? V'leimim nosan tam livgam is mutter. Why do you have to say Riba? Hakamashmalan, the Avagav, the Ikamili, the Achranaisa, the Pogma, Bahadei. even though this wasn't the only thing that was poigimit, this together with something else were poigimit together, this halacha Rabbi Yochanan tells you, this part of the reason why it's pogim is because of this dvar iser, it's also mutter. Look at the second line of Rashi, v'mriba tam lefkam, hariba kula mashvi. He's giving you a kula. She'avu bisha nivgaf machmas dover ache. It was become because of too much salt and not enough salt or whatever. Im hoyil iser zeh, l'rabiz iser begam. If as a result of this additional bad ingredient, l'mushal of the vinegar of yayin nesach, if this added to make it even worse, and now you say, fu, with a capital F, not just fu. Hoy, fu, gefährlich, I can't eat it. And it's also mutter, that's also enough to go mimater. Which, by the way, is similar to the second lashon of Rish Lakish, that we said that if you can pitoil on a dover acher, then we darish in the kula. And we're going to talk about that momentarily. Zogti mar behilchas of what's taka halacha, kilish nabasa the Rish Lakish. Like Rish Lakish said on the Amid Beis, that if you can be toila, even if you can be toila, that the reason why this is not kishmak is because of too much sugar or too little sugar, too much salt, and it makes no difference. If the reason why it lemaisa now it's bogum, it's true. I could be misakin it by adding a little bit more sugar and spice and everything nice and some seasonings. But the vav basher usham it's gefährlich. I don't like it. It's terrible. No yisin tam levgam is mutter. So now we're adding to that, we're saying even if the pegam was not only on its own, but you added other, too much seasoning or not enough seasoning, and both of them together made it really pogum, yuriba, that's also enough to make it mutter. Omer of Kana.
Why is this a big chiddush?
Well, the big chiddush is because it on its own, nishkeven azu yiferlich, it could have managed. Mm-hmm. But now because it's also too much salt, now, boy, go get fella. Nevertheless, I might think I'd be toilet on the salt and not on the kamash malon. That as long as this also is poigim along with it, it's
what it affects.
It affects. Good, very good. Amr of Ghana, medivrei kulam nilmad from all of the predecessor amiroim that we've quoted on the Amid Aleph. Who are all of those? Remember, I told you. Remember those names first. Narrow line of Rashi, Medivrei Kula Nilmad, from Rav Yehuda, that was Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, that said, Halach is, Lo Yisin Tam Levgam is Mutter. And then we had Rabbi Bachana and Rav Dimi, they were both speaking about the case that initially you put the vinegar into cold beans, and you said, Lo Yisin Tam Levgam. And then after that, you heated it up, and it was Lo Yisin Tam Levgam, and you thought, well, maybe that's Mutter. No, that's also because Kivin Shishbiach. The Yachkach Nivgam, since initially it added Noisim Tam Lishvach, it's Osir. Who says that? Because they all hold the same thing. Noisim Tam Levgam is Mutter. We left out one person, says Rashi. And also Reish Lakish that we had in the Gemara with the two different versions, Lechumra and Lekula. And we had this Rebavo that we just said now at the end. Emri Betam Levgam, it's Mutter. All of these great rabbis together, they all hold the same thing. No yisin tam levgam is mutter. Omle Abaye, Bishloim Mikulu, everybody that you enumerated in your list, Rav Yudah Mishmul, and Rabbi Bachana, and Rav Dimi, and Rav Avo, Omer Rav Yochanan, I agree with you. El Reish Lakish, you have no raya. Because remember, Reish Lakish says, Omruk Omar. Remember, we were medayik that when we started. Omer Reish Lakish, no yisin gam she omru. The other chachamim, gedoyim, tzadikim, kedoyishim that they all pass in the Tam Levgam is mutter, layamru, ella. Then we have the chumah and the kula to two different versions. Why did he say she'amru? Apparently he himself did not embrace this halacha. Konzaini hold sakin lois and tamish levgam is also osir v'lei lois firalei. Frey Timur, mechmal the ikal man diyam and lois and tam levgam. Osir, is there such a man diyamar? I never heard of such a mandiyam. I always thought everybody agrees Nois and Tam Levgam is mutter. In no, Sistaka Machlaikis. For Tanya, we have a braisa. Echa Nois and Tam Levgam. The Echa Nois and Tam Lishvach. Both of them are Osur. Divra Meir makes no difference. Levgam, Lishvach. Both of them are Osur. So obviously, Rameir disagrees with all of those Amirayim. So those Amirayim are arguing with Rameir. The Tana. Oh, Reb Shimon Oimer. Lishmach is taka osur. Flipkam is mutter. Also, all of those, Rav Yehuda, Mit Rav Barchan, and Rav Dimi, and Rav Shlokish, they all hold, Rav Shlokish Veismanish, but all the others hold, taka like Rav Shimon, that nois and tam Lifkam is mutter. Stam Rav Shimon to Rachas is Rav Shimon Bar Yechoy. And even not Bashas at Chak, even if it's Gvald. Yeah, okay. Zokti Mora. So we have now, it's a machlokes. My tam der meh. Where does Rav Meir come from that he says, nois and tam Lifkam is awesome? What is the case of Gula Gachav? You remember in Matas Masay, where the Psukim talk about the clay Midjon, all the halachas of Hagola and Libun, called Dover Shiyov Be'esh Tavir Be'esh V'Toer, B'chola Shalo Yobu Be'esh Tavir B'Moyim. That's all the halachas of Hagola and Libun, which we have even Adas Manazer, that people always talk about before Pesach. If you want to go and kasher Kalim, how do you kasher them? Libun, Hagola. So that's what happened at the times of the clay Midjan. They got a whole bunch of pots and pans from the Midjanites, and they want to use them now for kasheris. So Moshe Rabbeinu, oh, be careful. You have to do Libun, you have to do Hagola. Okay, so now, stam pots and pans that were einoy ben yoimoy, right? I'm sure you have in your kitchen 5, 10, 20 pots and pans that you don't use on a daily basis. The last time you use it was the last Shabbos, or maybe 2 months ago, or whatever it happens to be. All those kelim you have to go and kasher. But those kelim, the Gemara has a Kabbalah that anything which is more than overnight, so machloikis, where the overnight means taka amisles, or just means overnight, is already nois and tam livgam. So why do you have to go and be magil, and why do you have to be malabin all of those kalim, which are more than overnight? It's nois and tam livgam. Zuntai. V'yosu rachmona, the Torah says, don't use it. You got to do akola, you got to do libun. Is the chasim and nois and tam livgam is osur. Says Ramey, the Feish right to me. Same thing applies not only with bliois inside the kalim, but if you have real live vinegar, and you put it into cholent, which is hot, and it tastes now gefährlich, now it's awful. What's the din?
That's based on the assumption that chlamydia were...
No, that's the next man diyama. Mami shemachav is the next man.
But at this moment?
At this moment, we're...
You're saying that they're all, they were not born used that day?
Well, they were all inclusive, that the halach of Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to everything.
So even though it wasn't used that day, he still have to have libun.
Exactly right. So that's the right remain.
However, was used that day, it's all right.
I'll explain to you in a moment.
If it was used that day, then it would not be
right. Exactly. The idach, what does Reb Shimon hold? The Chayre Meir has a solid raya. Kiravuna b'rei Reb Chiyah diyam ravuna. Oh, the din in Parshiyos Matzis Masim, we talk about the clay midjan, that you have to go and kasher them. We're only talking about the Bnei Yoima. We're not talking. That's his Kabbalah here.
Who goes well, how back. Do you know if this kind of was Ben Yomer?
Either you ask them or you see whether it's still in the dishwasher and hasn't been washed yet, it's still in the sink or whatever, and so you can tell whether it's a Ben Yomer or not. If you can't tell, you can't tell. But if you know for a fact that it hasn't been Yomer, that's
you know
what...
If it's not a Ben Yomer, you don't have to kasher.
Yeah, or maybe you have to be Machmer because you don't know. But if you know for sure that something is not a Ben Yomer, then you don't have to kasher it. You know, in other words, put the Vaday on the other side. Not that you know Vaday Ben Yomer, you do have to kasher. If you know it's Vadi Einem Ben Yoimah, then you don't have to kasher it. Anything else, you got to go and kasher. So that's what the point that he was making before.
So I'm saying Vadi Einem Ben Yoimah, why don't you kasher? Because why?
The machlek.
Nois and Tam Levgam.
Stop 1 second. Rameir says Nois and Tam Levgam is Osir. Frey Timara, what's his Makar? He said, Vafesh Makar by Clay Midjan. Clay Midjan, many of them, if not most of them, if not 95%, were all not used today. They were used yesterday and a week ago and a month ago.
That you need Libun.
And you need Libun and Hagola. Why do you have to run Kashida? Is the Harai that even though it's Lois and Tam Livgam, it's Osir. You got to eradicate the Viyar to Aram, Mikibecha. Take out all of those Blias which are Poyim. Is the Chasim Lois and Tam Livgam is Osir. So what does Rib Shimon do with that? He says, no. Look again at the Parshas of Clay Midjan, the parsha is only addressing not brand new, but kelim that were just used today.
Within 24 hours.
Within the last, I don't know, within 24 hours. Because the machloik is exactly what means Tzayis HaTam of God. Does it mean just overnight? For instance, you used it 10 o'clock last night, and now it's 7 o'clock the next morning. Could be that's already Nois and Tam Levgam, even though from 10 until 7, you only had 9 hours. So Lav Davka, that's 24 hours. The point is that it's not Ben Yoim. If it's Ben Yoim, Kuli Alam Moida, that's Lishvach. If it's the day before, then what's the din? It's already Nois and Tam Levgam. Says Reb Shimon, the Torah didn't require Hagola and Liban If you happen to know for a fact that it was a day or a week or a month old that you didn't go and use it, because most time of gam is mutu. Zoki Mara, the idach. What does the mayor say to Reb Shimon? Kon zayin efshe zeh gerecht. Kdeir bas yomen nami. Even if it was used today, e efshe dolei pogma porta. When you're still cooking, then you have gishmak ablias that came in. But once you finish the cooking, even if you've rinsed out the kli, anything that's remaining is already a shtickle old. And it's a shtickle poigim. Avad, it's not the same degree of pagam as hours later, it's a day later. I mean, it's no difference than eating fresh food and eating food that's left over from Shabbos or the day before. Everybody likes fresh, right? I'm sorry?
Why can't you say it makes it better?
When it gets older?
No, that day. There's a time that makes it better.
I guess empirical evidence. In other words,
try it out. The moment it goes to the pot, it starts getting worse.
Exactly. Once you've stopped cooking and you've let the pot stand and it cools off, any bleas that it has now already a shtickle poigim. It's not fresh anymore. An hour ago, fresh bleas. It was cooking gishmak. Once it's cooled off and you've emptied the pot, a shtickle pigam already on that day. It doesn't rise to the level of nois and tam levgam, but it rises to the level of shtickle pay. And nevertheless, the trader requires it to go and kasher it. Is the chasimin, nois and tam levgam is mutter. And I'm sorry, according to the mayor, it's osur, and that's why you have to kasher it. Sorry. I'm getting so confused here. Yeah, anyway, so that's the machloket between Rameir and Reb Shimon. What's the reason why you have to kasher it? Is because it's old blias and nois and tam levgam is osur, like Rameh, and that's why you got to eradicate them. Or according to Reb Shimon, no, old blias, if you know for sure that if it's certified on the outside, all blias in this kli are from a week ago, you don't have to kasher it, according to Reb Shimon. You only have to kasher those kalim which we use, kedeira bas, right? Reb Shimon, my timer. Okay, we now know the makor of Rameh, and we had the discussion, what does Reb Shimon hold? What's the makor of Reb Shimon? The noisin tam levgam is mutter, l'choyre, it's not logical. Why? Because normally you would go and say, Isser is Isser is Isser is Isser. Who cares? Your megishmak, nish megishmak. Anything which is Isser, it makes it awesome. Verb Shema, my timer, Lois and Tamil of Gam is mutter. The sign of Yom the Braisa. Possibly we learned yesterday in the Parsha. Lois hoichlu kol nevela. You're not allowed to eat nevela flesh. You can give it like ger. Ger, of course, we're not talking about a ger tzedek. We're talking about a ger toishav. We had that yesterday, 2 days ago. Yeah. Exactly right. You can go and give it to the ger. So now the Gemara Darshan says Reb Shimon. Remember, Reb Shimon is always toirish tama dekra. And therefore, he's now explaining what does the Rabbeinu Shalala mean with this. Take the nevela, give it to the ger. Kol aruya leger kruya nevela. If it's still edible, that a ger toishev can eat it, then it's called nevela. But you ain't ruuya leger. If a ger cannot eat it, why? She his sricha, says Tap Rashi, vase shandu a stench, it's shenish gishmak, it's pogum. Ain't a kriya nevela, does not have the status of nevela. So even though we know nevela, it's also tunish es nevela, it's like a shtik chazer, betunish, nevela.
It's clearly any vinyoyme now. We're not talking about the same day, now we're talking about any vinyoyme.
Presumably, you'll see how the Gemara is going to continue on. But
I can call Tzricha. Pogma Porta, 5 minutes later, it's not called Tzricha.
The Pogma Porta is referring to the blias from the pot.
Yeah,
here we're talking about the end.
As soon as it starts,
you could have Nevela.
If
it happens to be 95 degrees weather outside, and you leave the meat out on the counter, and you don't put it in the refrigerator, you come back an hour or two later, even though it's Ben Yoyim, it's the same day. And that was before. That was Rameyam. The Bliyas with the clay midjan. That was his makar. He's talking about Nevela. Pasuk that we learned yesterday, called Soichah Kol Nevela. You have a Shoichit that.
So, Nevela, if it's a Tzrucha, then it's not also.
Exactly.
Where's it coming here? We're talking from here about the Klein Midjan. How does it come
now? That was the right. Nochma. We have Machloik between Rameyah and Reb Shimon. Is Nois and Tam Likfgam, Mutter or Osir? Rameyah said emphatically, Osir, Osir, Osir. Where does Rameyah take that from?
But before Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon is talking about Blias.
That was
the word Reb Shimon is talking about blias.
No? The machloek is a mirror of Shimon, nothing to do with blias. We're talking about lemushel, the case of you pouring the vinegar into the heiser chulent. Nothing blias in terms of the blias, no absorptions in the kli. It's because putting in delicious vinegar into delicious tzolent, this does not mean this. Toitnish.
That's talking about blias.
That's for sure talking about blias.
Period.
Correct. Okay, stop. Let's put a line of demarc. Put a big exclamation point.
After the Lepagim Purim.
Right. Now, I mean, why did we bring that whole discussion? Because he asked the mayor, where does he get this din from that Noisin Tam Levgam is Osir? Why didn't he hold like all the other chief rabbis that hold Noisin Tam Levgam is Mutter? The reason is because he learns from Klei Midjan. What's the din by Klei Midjan? Even though they happen to be blias there from a month ago or from a year ago. That it's poikim, you still have to go on kasha. No, it's the time of God. So his rai was blias.
It's also.
And that is why it's us. And Reb Shimon disagrees because with Bas Yoim, shine. Yeah. That discussion isn't done.
No.
Now we're asking Reb Shimon, I haltach that Noisa Tam Levgam is mutter. Where do you take this from? Not from Klei Midjan. I'm not talking about Klei Midjan. My rai is now from yesterday's possibly. So you call the Vela.
I hear. Talking about Mamoshes.
Now we're talking about 100% of the Vela. He had a shoychit who tried to go and check the animal. He missed. Instead of cutting it from the halts, he cut it from the feast. He didn't cut it from the neck. He cut it from the legs. And the behemoth died. And the Vela. Are you allowed to eat an avela? It's a kosher animal. It's a kosher cow. It's a kosher sheep. Kosher goat. If it's an avela, it's an avela. If it died instead of shechting it, we're not talking about treifa, we're talking about avela. What does the Torah say? What do you do with that avela? Avada it leisoichli. You're now let it go and eat it. Oh, so it's osir b'achila. Is it also osir b'hanoa? No, it's not osir b'hanoa. You can go and give it to ger toishiv that he can eat, because the ger toishiv is not makbid on the velas. And you can go and sell it. Make a couple of bucks. Yeah. So why does the Torah say give it away as a present? Because by ger toishiv, the mitzalach yoisa. So now, the fact that the Torah gives these eitzes toivis, I've been in business. If I have nevelis and I can't eat it, what do you think I'm going to do with it? So I'll decide on my own. I'll give it to Ger Toishiv, or I'm going to go and sell it. So the reason why the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, put together nevelim, the Ger is to tell you, Kol Ruya LeEger Kruya Nevela. When does it continue to have the Shem Isur Nevela if it's Ruya LeAchila LeGer Toishiv, or for that matter, for a guy? If it's no longer edible, it's no longer gemak, and a kriyan avela, it's no longer an avela, and therefore the iser leaves. Now it's noisin tam levgam. Noisin tam levgam does not. I'm not saying you should go and eat it lechatchila, but it does not aser if it falls now into the cholent. If this pashtinker, a piece of meat, falls into the cholent, it's no longer roi lachila, falls into the cholent, even though it's noisin tam, you feel it, but since it's a noisin tam levgam, noisin tam levgam is mut. Exactly. Mayor, so lechoyra Reb Shimon Hatacha Arecht, from this kesmichus of the shoyness of the nevelim at the ger, it sounds like Takia right that if it's pogum, it's no longer isur nevela. So what does Rameyer do with that?
Rameyer
is asur, and from this pasuk lechoyra Avarai that only when it's still the status of nevela, it's not masriach, then it's asur. But once it's no longer ruy lager, that it is masriach. What do I say that it's lechoyra? It's mutter. So what does Rameyer do with this? Ehotach is asur. He's talking about not that it was originally good flesh, and then afterwards it's kaliyegavarn. In other words, you had a good piece of nevela meat, and you left it out, and it was 95 degrees, and you come back 3 hours later, and it's stinked. It's ein ruil again. If that piece of meat now falls into your chulin, noisin tam levgam is mutter. Says Remain, no, that's not the pshat in the pasuk. If it was originally good gishmak meat, even though after that it became pogum, and it's noisin tam levgam, it's osur. Aye, so what do I do with this drasha of nevela leger? It's got to be ruil leger. It's lamuti srucha meikara, that in this nevela meat from the very outset had gishtinken. Why would nevela meat stink? Says the top Rashi, second line, mukas shchin mechayim. You looked at the animal when it was still alive, walking down the street, and it's showing damushin gishtinken, because Nebuchadnezzar had all different types of machlis, whatever, diseases. It didn't rise to the level of a treifa, but nevertheless, it had under machlis. So the other machlis kind of in behemis and nish of the Yidin Chas V'Shalom. Okay, so that was Srucha Meikara. That type of meat, that's what the Torah says. Which nevela is osur? Dafka, it's Ruya Leger, Kriya Nevela. But if nevela, that it was Srucha Meikara, even before the behemah died, it was already Saruach. That's the case that the Pasuk is eliminating and saying, there no isin tam levgam, I mask him, that is not a Dvar Isser, because it's not an Isser Bechlal, the Bahaim is stink gefährlich, even when it was still alive. So that is not, so Reb Shimon tried to bring a Rai from this Pasuk, that anything that was originally good, and then after that turned bad, like the case in the Vela, that after a few hours it became rancid, it became fishtinkin, enikri in the Vela, and therefore nois and tam levgam is mutter, says Ramea, the only time that it's mutter, it was srucham ikar, that it was never good and turned bad, it was always bad mitchila when the animal was still alive. Exactly. Because it was a good piece of meat, even though it was nevela meat, but it was a good piece of meat, it was gishmak. Even though after that it spared kaya, in other words, afterwards it became rotten and rancid and distinct, nevertheless, that's not the din of the Noisin Tamil of Gam that we're talking about. So what Reb Shimon, Lechoyra, Ramey is right, it's the Mutis Rucham Eikar, Shucham Eikar, Litzricha, Miuta, Afra, Ba'almahu, since it's totally inedible, it's not even called an Oichel. It's not called Nevela. Not an Oichel, Mekedes Ishasin, it's not Roy Lachila. Not Roy Lachila, I don't need a Pasik to go and tell you. When do you go and say it's Nevela, only if it's Roy Lachila? But if the thing was originally Fashtinken, even before it died, then there's no din of Isser. Of course it's not din of Isser, it's like eating, it's not a Machel. It's
like,
and so therefore there's no Isser that attaches to it. And therefore it's not Isser, it's Mutter.